I want to talk for a second about what I mean by prevention education. A lot of schools do programs that they call prevention education, but it's really risk reduction. Things like avoiding drinking too much, don't go out late at night, carry a whistle. And as we say, it's safer, a whistle is not a prevention program. A prevention program includes a meaningful effort to educate students about the dynamics of sexual assault, the effect it has on survivors, and the factors that allow it to continue, such as traditional gender roles or expectations about sexual behavior, expectations about what certain modes of dress mean, expectations about what a real man does, things like that, confusion around what consent is, what healthy sexual behavior is, things like that. And a real prevention program is going to address those things at a deep level, not just a one-hour presentation at orientation. Even though those are well-intentioned, they're just not enough. So students can really use Title IX, even before an incident happens, to push their school to put these things in place because they protect the school. They show that a school is not indifferent and is very interested in protecting their students and providing a safe educational environment.
I'm glad that you mentioned prevention because that's something that has come up in other situations where schools have been sued under Title IX. One university, we found out from one of the campus activists, had not been allowing campus activists to participate in peer training for the football players. And the school ended up with a violence incident that involved football players and recruits, and school ended up with a very big Title IX lawsuit. So Title IX is relevant to prevention programs and making sure that violence is prevented on the front end. What other services and programs would students be asking for?
One of the most exciting things that is being developed in the field of violence prevention right now is bystander intervention education. And this is really exciting because bystander intervention education applies to everyone. It's not just about educating people as potential victims or as potential perpetrators. It's really about getting the entire community involved and getting the entire community to take responsibility for ending sexual violence. So in bystander intervention education, students learn skills that can be very difficult but important skills to learn on how to intervene when they see a situation that may seem potentially violent or, you know, what we might call a little sketchy. How do you intervene if someone is harassing someone, someone's saying sexist jokes, or someone's taking advantage of someone who's obviously intoxicated and incapable of consent? Students often feel very uncomfortable in those situations, and they know that they're wrong, but they don't know how to react. And when a school administration takes that positive step of implementing bystander intervention education, they're doing something really powerful to prevent sexual assault and to, of course, to demonstrate their own commitment to preventing sexual assault.